Okay, I'll read from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 1 to 28. This is the NIV version. Verse 1, there are more Proverbs of Solomon, compiled by the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from the silver, and a silversmith can produce a vessel. Remove wicked officials from a king's presence, and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you take your neighbor to court, do not betray another's confidence, or the one who hears it may shame you, and the charge against you will stand. Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a ruling rightly given. Like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is the rebuke of a wise judge to a listening ear. Like a snow-cooled drink at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to the one who sends him. He refreshes the spirit of his master. Like clouds and wind without rain is one who boasts of gifts never given. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it, and you will vomit. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you, and they will hate you. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is one who gives false testimony against a neighbor. Like a broken tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in a time of trouble. Like one who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on a wound, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Like a north wind that brings an unexpected rain is a sly tongue which provokes a horrified look. Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to search out matters that are too deep. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control.
Thanks to Kainan for the scripture reading.
我们再次欢迎在座还有透过线上来参加崇拜的弟兄姐妹们。
Once again, we want to welcome everyone who is here and who is joining us online.
We also want to welcome friends from different places to attend Jubilee Church Sunday service.
要欢迎从不同地方来的朋友们在这里跟我们一起参加崇拜。
Especially the Francis from the Manchester, UK, to attend the service.
尤其从英国来的 Francis.
Thank God for the opportunity let us to worship God together.
也感谢主给我们这个来敬拜他的机会。
今天经文, 箴言第25章。
We are reading Proverbs 25.
主要是讲述有关这个君王和这个朝臣之间的职责和一些
It talks about how the king and his official and how the way their relationship goes and how to treat a people.
经文开始的第一节就提到说这些箴言是由大王西西家人所抄录的。
And the beginning of the passage says that all these are compiled by King Hezekiah.
西西家王,我相信大家都有听过他的故事。
I'm sure you've heard of his story.
有吗?
Have we?
有谁没有听过西西家王的这个故事?
Anyone who is unfamiliar with King Hezekiah's story?
都有听过哦? 好的, 非常好。
Good that we all know it.
Hezekiah
is the king of Judah, the southern kingdom.
And
among the king from the southern kingdom, he's one of the few that actually honors God.
His
father Ahaz opened the temple.
Yeah, I mean close worship.
Okay. It's one that actually downplayed worship of God.
但是呢, 西西家王呢, 却去修理这个圣殿, 然后恢复了那个敬拜。
But yet, King Hezekiah actually opened the door of the temple and actually have it rebuilt.
当这位王他愿意去, 谦卑地敬畏上帝,
and when he's willing to go to God humbly,
然后呢, 并按他的心意来去治理这个国家,
and to rule the country according to God's will,
还有待人处事,
and the way that he actually deal with people,
上帝呢, 就祝福敬畏他的人,
God bless those who actually honors him.
所以从圣经的这个, 记载里面, 我们看见上帝确实大大地祝福西西家王。
And so from the biblical record, we saw how God blessed King Hezekiah.
今天经文第1到第15节,
and today, when we look at the first 15 verses of the chapter,
他讲述作为一个君王的这个所谓的责任,
it mentions the duty of the king.
他重要的一个角色之一呢, 就是要去观察入微, 然后谦卑去查清事情的真相。
Well, for the king, his task is to really observe what is happening and to discern the truth and decide humbly.
然后呢, 让他能够在各样的事情上做出明智的决定, 或者是这个,
判断, so that he may make the right judgments and decisions.
而作为官员, 或者是使者, 或者是下属呢,
and as his officials,
则应当以这个谦恭的态度呢, 去对待这个君王,
they are to humbly treat the king with respect,
并给予这个协助和尊, 协助尊重他,
and to give him the respect and assistance.
我相信你在外面工作,
I believe when we are working in the marketplace,
你会有这样一个工作经验也能够明白,
we have our working experience and we understand what he's saying here.
如果是员工对老板呢, 他没有这种的尊重, 或者是一个协助的话,
if the subordinate are being disrespectful and not willing to help,
然后呢, 也反而是去常去, 批评跟论断这个老板,
and conversely to keep criticizing the bosses,
请问最后的这个结果, 大家都知道会怎么样吗, 这个员工?
I guess we will know what will turn out for this worker.
会怎么样?
What will happen?
我想最后可能就会被辞掉, 对吗?
So he may be so-called fried cuttlefish. He'll be fired.
或者是说他也是, 自己说, 哎呀, 我要选择离开这个工厂, 这个场地。
Or the employee may just choose to leave the company.
另外呢, 在这个国家, 如果有这个所谓的居心不良, 或者是想要谋权造反的这个官员,
and so in the olden times, if there are officials that are actually having bad thoughts or trying to usurp the place of the ruler,
对国家或是君王来说, 其实也是很大一个潜在的危机,
that becomes a threat to the king or the ruler.
美国它大概, 这个 HBO 在十多年前, 它有制作过一部就是 中世纪奇幻题材的电视剧叫做《权力的游戏》。
Well, 10 past years back, HBO has this program called Game of Thrones.
不晓得大家有看过这个连续, 那个电视剧吗?
Are we familiar with this TV serial?
有看过吗? 举手给我看一下。
You're all too young.
Yeah, you saw it, right? Yeah, okay.
Oh, no.
Only one.
Oh, no.
Only one. Okay, okay, yeah. Okay, 这个电视剧呢, 它, 赢得了很多的奖项。
Well, this TV program actually won many awards.
它是, 讲述有关于这个, 就是, 贵族朝代中彼此的联盟或者冲突。
Well, it's talking about the infighting of the nobles.
一方面呢, 去争夺这个王位, 一方面呢, 又去争取这个独立。
They are all trying to claim at the same time for kingship and independence.
还有呢，也有讲述说，被废位的一个统治王朝的那个后裔呢，他被流放了，然后又计划呢要来重夺王位等等的事情。
And also describe how one particular clan was dethroned, trying to reclaim the throne.
So, 因着这个演员这个演出很出色，还有那个精彩的故事呢，所以这个他在 HBO 呢拿到了一个创纪录的一个收视率。
And because of the good plot and also the acting, they actually have the highest viewer record.
如果你有观看这个电视剧的话，你会更能够体会跟了解这个箴言第二十五章里面所要表达的事。
If you have followed this TV series, then you understand even better what Proverbs 25 is trying to say.
从过去even到现在，也有很多就是没有及时能够预防到所谓的奸臣的谋反的诡计呢。
Well, from time past to now, there has been time again where the rulers are not able to so-called hold at bay all the rebellion of his officials.
然后呢，使到国家陷入危难的事情呢，都很经常在发生。
To the point that the country faced danger, and it's something that happens all the time.
特别是从这个北国以色列，我们从圣经里面也可以看到。
Now we can see from the Bible what this the same thing happened to the northern kingdom.
根据这个圣经的记载呢，北国以色列呢，总共有十九位的君王。
Well, according to the Bible, there were 19 kings from the northern kingdom.
然后呢，至少呢有七位的这个君王呢，就是被这个叛逆者呢去杀害的。
And at least 7 of them were killed by the rebels.
所以总的来说，就是作为一个君王呢，要做一个公义和谦卑的人。
And so the king therefore have to be someone who is both just and humble.
官员或者是下属呢，要以谦恭的态度去服侍国家，或者是对待君王。
And officials are to serve the country and the king humbly.
两者呢都是非常重要的。
And both carry great importance.
在现今的时代里面
，For today.
相信不管在职场、学校、教会，或是各个领域里
，maybe in workplace, school, or in other arenas，
人们希望看到的领袖要有哪些的特质呢
？What do we want to see in leaders at these different places？
哪些特质？你们喜欢看到的领袖是哪些特质
？What sort of characteristic do we wish to find in our leaders？
Faith。
Our faith say patience.
Patient, okay. Elder Peter? Huh? Handsome, okay.
Elder Chen Han wants someone handsome. That means he's a bit racist, sexist. He's not a pretty one, he's just a handsome one.
这样我们两个有这个特质。
Yeah, I'm just old, that's all.
Yeah, okay. 所以呢，基本上一个领袖呢，我相信很多人都希望能够谦卑进入这个人群。
Well, we hope that our leaders will be humbly and willing to walk in the lives of the employees.
然后呢，也能够了解人们的困境和这个需要。
Someone who is understanding, who knows people's needs.
然后呢，也愿意说去服侍人们的这个领袖。
And one who is willing to serve others.
有一本书呢，可以介绍给大家去阅读的。
Well, there's a book that can introduce us.
就是叫做《仆人修道院的领导启示录》。
Well, is this book called The Servants?
That is a simple story about the true essence of leadership. 这本书呢，帮助读者们能够了解。
Well, this book helps the reader in terms of
最伟大的这个领导呢
？That the greatest leaders
就是服侍、牺牲。
What they possess is actually the characteristic of serving, sacrifice, and giving unto others.
我相信人们想要坐在这个高位当领袖，或许是许多人的想法。
I think many people want to be at the high places.
不过呢，却不要以自以为很了不起，或者是说充满心机的手段呢，来为自己去寻求这个高位。
But one should not try to get unto the high places by, you know, plots and schemes and so forth.
而更重要的是呢，不要只想说坐在高位上受人家的尊敬。
And one shouldn't think about sitting at high places and getting respect from others.
而是要先很谦卑的去学习服侍和关怀别人。
Rather to first learn to humbly serve and care for others.
我相信当人看到 领导者服事的样子呢和良好的素质。
When we see the good characteristic of a leader and him or her humbly serving,
我想人就很自然的就会去尊重这些的领导者。
I think respect will just come.
这个呢跟主耶稣的教导非常的贴近。
Wow, this echoes what the Lord Jesus teaches.
就好像路加福音22:24-26所说的
，As what we are reading in the book of Luke，
24说，门徒中也起了争论，他们中哪一个可算为大呢？25，耶稣对他们说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主。26，但你们不可这样，你们中间最大的倒要成为最小的，为领袖的倒要像服侍人的。
Well, the three verses from Luke 22 says that a dispute also arose among them as to which to them or which of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them, "The king of the Gentiles lord over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors."But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves.
所以呢，当一位领导者如果只是坐在高位上
，And so when the leader only sits at the high place，
却只懂得出一张嘴讲话或者是提意见
，And only knows how to command and command。
却不愿意谦卑的去服侍他人，做出牺牲
，but not to serve others humbly and to sacrifice oneself，
或者是说学习进入到人群中呢，去关怀人
，or be willing to enter into the lives of people。
他不是一位合适或是合格的领导者或者领袖
，then it's not a suitable nor qualified leader。
我想，对于这个新加坡建国历史有熟悉的人，应该。有多少认识这个叫做沈基文
？And for us who know about Singapore's history, we may have heard of Mr. Sim Kim Boon.
他呢是特别有名的，就是他负责呢去打造了这个樟宜机场。
Well, he's well known for this building of Changi Airport.
然后呢，他为新加坡呢奠定了这个世界级的基础的设施的一个幕后工程之一。
And he's one of the so-called engineer who helped to set up this world-class infrastructure.
他呢的特别是在哪里呢
？And what is so distinctive about him?
他怎么样能够让新加坡这个樟宜机场成为世界一流的机场呢
？And how did he help Singapore to have a world-class airport?
他的领导呢，就是说他是一个很实干者，就是凡事呢他亲力亲为。
Well, he's someone who actually do things.
或者是说，他总想呢，去设身处地的去亲自去了解，就是那个乘客在机场的这个体验。
Well, he always tried to be in the shoe of the people who be using the airport.
然后呢，在机场他很有名，就是以这个步行管理的模式呢，去做这个发展这个机场。
And he's well known about developing the airport by his management style called management by walking.
他会去到不同的部门去了解、去明白究竟有什么的问题，需要什么改进的地方。
He will go to different departments, understand their problems, and find solutions and improvements.
他也亲自的去感受，就是说在过程当中，那个乘客们他会遇到什么样的一个问题，他需要怎么去多给予他们改善等。
He also try to find, understand, and feel what the users are going through.
所以沈基文呢是一位愿意谦卑去服侍他人。
And so Mr. Sim is someone who was willing to humbly serve others.
他也愿意做出自己的牺牲，还有学习进入人群去关怀人的一个领袖。
He was willing to make sacrifices and to enter into people's life to care for them.
当我们阅读这章的经文里面
，When we read this passage，
我们也看到在这个圣经中呢，他多次的提到有关于把该说的话说得好。说得有智慧，而不是毫无分寸的乱说，导致他人受伤害。
Many times it mentioned about speaking correctly and well.
意思是说，他教导我们说，我们说话呢要有智慧。
He says that we are to speak with wisdom.
我们要有这个界限，还有这个分寸。
We need to have in, the necessary boundaries and measures.
正如在这个第十一节跟第十二节这么说,
and take for example the 11 and 12 verse.
一句话说得合宜, 就如金苹果在银王子里, 智慧人的劝诫在顺从人的耳中呢, 好像金环和金首饰。
Well, something that's probably said is like an apple of gold in setting of silver in a ruling is a ruling rightly given, like a earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold in the rebuke is the rebuke of a wise judge to a listening ear.
我相信我们都很熟悉这段经文，对吗？
I think we are familiar with these two verses.
我们甚至也已经将它背起来了。
We have even memorized them.
但是 我们有时候发现到，在我们自己的生活里面，
yet we find that in our own lives，
我们也可能会从 经常会犯上这个错误。
That time again we make the same mistake，
就可能是说在夫妻之间， 或者是说在父母和孩子之间呢？
That is with when you know in our spousal or our parent-child relationships，
我们都可能会经常，或者是说曾经有意或无意之间呢， 使用不好的语言来去刺激或是伤害到对方。
Or we might have, or even oftentimes, we actually use words that hurt the other.
有没有这样的事情发生？
Has such thing ever happened?
包括左座牧师的也会有。
Well, even pastor will have time where we say the wrong thing and hurt others.
所以有时候我的太太跟我说，讲个道歉很难吗？
So at times my wife will ask me, is it so difficult for you to apologize?
所以如果我们当中就是夫妻之间，或者是说父母跟孩子之间，真的有时候可能有意无意讲了一些不好听的话。
So with our spouse or with our children, at times we would say things that are inappropriate.
我鼓励大家现在这个时候可以跟你的孩子、跟父母亲，或者是夫妻之间彼此说啊，对不起，可以原谅我吗？可能我之前讲了一些不好听的话。
Well, we are encouraged us to right now just say sorry one to another.
好吗？给你们30秒的机会。 能够彼此来去道歉跟或者原谅。
30 seconds for to say sorry, not here, call lah. Call.
Yeah. Yeah. 若不在的话也可以说打电话，或者跑去对面那边哦。Peter, 你太太孩子在那边，可以跑过去这样。来，给你们30秒彼此讲， OK, 如果真的有这样方面的事。 希望我们能够都是说，在这个言语行为上，我们说的有智慧、有界限跟分寸。
Well, I hope that we are people who words are filled with wisdom, boundaries, and a measure.
言语呢可以拿来行善。
Words can be a way to express kindness.
但是言语也可以拿来作恶。
But it can also be something that used to hurt others.
所以我们每个人要谨慎自己的言语和行为思想。
So we be careful with our words so that we do not do bad with our words.
好，来到这个第一到数节讲完之后，我们来到16到28节。
Moving on now to the second half of the chapter.
我相信大家去看了之后，在座的弟兄姐妹也有很可能很深的体会或者感同身受。
I think when we read that, we also feel the how the verses are speaking to us.
因为在生活中呢，我们多少也都会，或者是说我们可能曾经经历过这些的遭遇。
Because these are some things that is about day-to-day life.
可能在饮食方面，
maybe in terms of our eating，
请问大家有没有看过一些人，就是吃到很饱之后，然后去到厕所吐了出来，再回来吃的，有没有看过这些人？
Have we seen people who have overfed themselves, went to the toilet, and then come back?
再吃的，
and then they continue eating.
有没有看过？
Have we seen those?
有吗？ 我有看过这些的人。
I've seen people who really ate too much, vomited, come back, continue eating.
Yeah, 所以现在的其实我是鼓励说吃七分饱就可以了，对吗？
And so we eat in moderation.
然后吃过量了不但会吐出来，对身体的健康也不好。
Well, to really overeat is not just that we will regurgitate or vomit, but it's also bad for health.
所以呢，最好是选择健康或者适可而止的食用。
So it's good to eat in moderation.
而让人感到最难过或是痛苦的，
and what makes people feel the worst?
就是在遭遇困难时，
is that when we are facing difficulties.
最需要朋友去帮助的时候呢，
at time when we need help,
却被对方去背信弃义。
Well, we have people who just, you know, discard us at those times or you know, walk away from us. And, you know, not giving any help, simply just walked away.
另外呢，也加上有些人呢，只会呢在这个身边呢出一张嘴，说一堆可能风凉的话。
And the others just simply give empty talks.
然后呢，并没有给予真正的这个帮助。
Without giving a real help.
就好像真理所说的，对伤心人来唱歌。
Well, here just saying that as what the prophet says, singing to the afflicted.
他呢，好像如同这个约伯的朋友这样。
It's just like Job's friends.
他们并没有给予约伯真正的这个帮助到。
They didn't give him any real help.
反而让他们感到无奈或者无助感。But
make him feel helpless and hopeless.
我想只有这些曾经有经历过的人才能够感受到这个箴言所讲的事。Well,
perhaps only people who have suffered difficulties understand what the prophet is trying to say.
而且不但如此，也以为说对方可能是个有义气的人。
Not only so, we thought that the person is someone who will stand by us.
你很期待说在关键时刻呢，他能够站出来为你来去伸张正义。
We were hoping that they would stand by us during the critical times.
要为你来讲几句话。
That will speak up for us.
可是呢，对方却因为可能害怕或者其他的因素呢，反而在恶人面前退缩，不敢出来为你来讲话。But
because of fear and so on, so at the critical moment they just walk off and will just keep mum.
我想这些我们在经历的时候，我们心里面是会感到痛心的。I
think we will feel the pain if we have experienced such.
不过呢，我们也感到高兴的是说，人世间呢还是看得见温暖跟这个关怀的。But
yet the world also, but in this world, we also find true help, care, and warmth.
就好像经文第21节跟25节。Well,
we see that in verses 21 and 25.
当人呢。 若在这个艰难的困境之中呢，还是有一些爱心的人愿意用实际的行动来表示关怀和这个怜悯。Well,
these two verses tells us that during the difficult times, there are still people who will reach out to care.
他们愿意说伸出这个援手呢，去给予邻舍吃或者是喝。They
are willing to just lend their helping hand.
我也看到我们在座的弟兄姐妹都有这样的人在我们当中。And
we have seen such people amongst us in this community.
我也是其中一个得到被祝福的人。And
I'm one of them who are blessed by yourself.
就是我们当中弟兄姐妹愿意伸出援手去给予帮助和关怀。That
is, I have experienced your love and care.
还有也有一些人就说，他将这个好的消息说从遥远的地方呢来带来。And
there are people who will be, you know, bearers of good news.
让这个受苦者呢，哇，好像那种口渴的人得到这个凉水去滋润这样。And
so those people who are going through difficult times will be someone that like experience being given a drink, you know, when they're feeling very thirsty.
所以从今天这25章的这个经文里面，对我们教会的主题是什么呢？
And so how does this chapter correspond with our church theme?
我们知道我们今年教会的主题是丰盛生命。
Well, the theme we all know is flourishing life.
然后呢，我们也给大家更清楚，假如说，所谓的丰盛生命呢，就是什么呢？三个，我们一起读好吗？一二三，第一个是，yes，第二个是，第三个是，非常好。所以这个就是说我们的这个主题里面啊，这三个的重点。So
these are the three emphasis of our theme for this year.
所以25章的箴言对我们的这个活得对、活得好，获得了是什么呢？
And so how does this apply? How does Proverbs 25 apply to what we are going through in terms of our church theme?
所以我整理了之后，我就认为说，活得对呢，就是以谦卑和智慧行待人处事之道。
And so here to live rightly will be to treat others with humility and wisdom.
然后活得好呢是什么呢？是以上帝的爱。 和怜悯呢，去服侍关怀人。
Living well will be to serve and care for others with God's love and mercy.
活得热呢，就是以施比受更为有福呢，去待人处事。
And living happily is to treat people and to live in the world with the principle of giving, of to give is being more blessed than to receive.
来，我们一起来念一次，就是活得对是什么呢？中文、英文都可以啊。来，一二三，活得对是。
Read.
一二三。 好，活得好呢，一二三。活得热是什么呢？一二三。很好，都背起来了吗 ？OK 啊，来，再一次，活得对，活得对。
Easy, right? Speak for memory.
活得对，再一次练习哈，来，一二三，活得对。活得好。活得乐，可以了哈，可以了啊，可以了吗 ？OK 吗 ？OK 啊，一，要不要试一试看？要不要试试看啊？来，一、二、三，活得对，以谦卑和智慧行待人处事之道，非常好，慢慢来，没关系。第二个，活得好。以上帝的爱和怜悯去服侍关怀人，可以吗？活得乐就是以施比受更为有福去待人处事，这个就是我们今天的这个重点。
So these are the main focus of today's sermon.
当我们去学习一个或者去发展新的习惯或者行为的时候
，When we try to build a new habit.
通常会有四个阶段。
There are actually four stages.
第一个呢，就是你无知无觉，但是因为你还没有学习。
Stage one is, it was something that is akin to unconsciousness and being unskilled.
因为你不知道，也不了解，所以你没有开始去学习它。
Because we don't have that consciousness of things, so we haven't really tried to learn the new thing.
然后第二个阶段呢，就来到说，你已经知道，你已经发觉了，然后你正在去学习它。
Stage two, we are conscious of the new thing to be learned, but we are unskilled.
然后呢，第三个阶段是什么呢？就是你已经知道了，你也已经发觉了，而且你也已经学会了。
Stage three will be conscious and skilled because we know the thing and we already know what, how to do it.
这个阶段的时候呢，就表示说你已经学会了，而且呢。是越来越能够适应这个新的行为或者习惯。
Well, at this stage three, you have already learned what to do and is adapting to this new way of doing things.
然后最后第四个阶段呢，你就是不知不觉呢，你就可以运用自如了。
And the final stage is being unconscious yet skilled.
就好像说一个钢琴家
，It's like a pianist.
他可能。那时候他弹琴都不需要再看什么乐谱，他可以很自由自然的就弹出来了。
As in that they no longer look at the score, but can play from mechanical muscle memory.
刚才我所跟大家分享的这个所谓活得对、活得好、活得乐。
When we're talking about living right, well and happily.
但愿我们都能够学习进入到第四个这个阶段里面。
In living, in learning to live the flourishing life, may we all be able to move until the final stage.
不用别人的提醒，或者说很刻意说去做一些东西，而是说你来到第四阶段，你已经很不知不觉的，就很自然的去做出来。
I think we can leave out whatever is akin to flourishing life without any reminder from others.
最后，我曾经跟大家提过，叫做生活信仰化，信仰生活化。
And finally, we have one mentioned here in a previous sermon about faithful in your living and living out your faith.
让我 以一个故事来去更加的帮助大家去深入去了解这个所谓的教导是什么。
Let me illustrate this teaching with a story.
我曾经看过一个故事，他这么说。
I once read this story.
某一天呢，小明他去考完数学后就哭着回家。
There was this day where there was this boy who, having finished his math exam, went home crying.
爸爸就问他说：“怎么了？发生什么事？你在哭？”
The dad asked the boy, "What happened?"
小明回答说
：“The boy replied, saying,
我的数学考砸了。
He said that I have trashed my math exam."
爸爸就很关心，就问小明说：“哎，是不是题目太难呢？”
The dad, filled with concern, asked, "Is it because that the questions were too tough?"
小妹回答说, 不是啊。
The boy said no.
因为老师出了一些没学过的乘法的这个所谓的考题。
Because the teacher set questions about about all the formulas that we have never learned.
比如说, 3×7等于多少?
For example, the teacher asked what is 3 × 7?
弟兄姐妹是多少? 3×7是多少?
What's the answer of 3 × 7?
多少? 21对吗? 好，然后呢，小明哦，他就去算了很久，都一直算不出来是多少答案。
And so the boy took a long time and couldn't find the answer to 3 × 7.
然后最后说，哎呀，没时间了，管他三七二十一的，我就答案写十二。
And so you know, when there was no time, based on the Chinese pun, instead of 21, he wrote 12.
你看多么有趣的回答，对吗？
Well, that's an interesting way to answer the question.
小妹多了想说，管他三七二十一的，我就写十二吧。
And so instead of the correct answer, he wrote the reverse combination.
所以姐们，这不是我们的这个许多基督徒的生活写照吗？
Well, isn't this how Christians live our Christian lives?
我们可以可能说将我很多的所谓的经节背得很熟。
Well, when we live as Christian, we memorize the dates on the church calendar or Christian calendar.
Even the, also the scripture.
And
yeah, 就说那我们的生活呢，信仰化了。
So in that sense, have we actually living out our faith?
然而呢，当我们一旦面对到困难的时候呢？
So that when we are faced with difficulties,
却完全忘记了上帝的话。 是应许我们说会借故我们会带领我们。
Then we forget that God's word is going to speak to us in difficult times.
可能也一下子没有办法去说，去有这个信心说明白，在患难中呢会随时得到帮助的这个话语。
Maybe in difficult times we forget that we can get help from God or through God's word.
以至于我们呢没有在我们生活中呢来活这个信仰生活化出来。
And so in our daily life, we don't live out our faith.
所以, 但愿上帝能够帮助我们，给予智慧和力量。
So God, may God give us wisdom and strength.
让我们能够不断的努力，借助这个教会的生活，读经、祷告、学习生活信仰化。
So that through our Christian manners in the church, through attending service, Bible reading, and so on, that we will be able to let our faith be a part of our life.
并且呢, 也能够很自然的, 或者是有智慧的, 能够将圣经的话语呢, 能够在生活中实践出来, 变成信仰生活化。
To let our faith be the part of our life so that we will be able to live out our faith.
愿神祝福传讲和听到话语的人, Amen.
May God help the one who speak and us who listen.
谢谢。
So we hear about today what the many things that the Proverbs has told us through Pastor Wei Kang's sermon. May it be something that can start to get more and more into us. And right now, let us offer us a time of offering for this morning.